that if you're not saved tonight, something be said that'll pierce your heart, and you can be saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
I'm going to go back to the motel room and get my wife to help me right here. But anyway, I praise the Lord for you being here, all right? Everybody glad you're saved.
Amen.
Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. I praise the Lord for His goodness. And His mercy tonight getting us down here. And I didn't know it was going to rain like it has. Amen. But we praise the Lord anyhow.
Hey, amen.
Thank God. Well, I appreciate Brother Scott. I appreciate dear wife Paige. And I thank God for their friendship and kinship. And I've known them a long time. I've known some of their parents a long time. Amen. And matter of fact, I told Brother Jeremiah, right, he's just getting the old man out of the way. Amen. So young boys can come up. Amen. And I appreciate that. Don't you? I appreciate the Lord today. And you pray for your pastor. I'll tell you this. And if you did not have a pastor, man, you'd be in a world of hurt. Amen. And I believe this. I'm going to say this. And I'm going to try to kick it off right. Amen. He said, I'm kicking off camp meeting. I'm going to try to kick it off right. This man of God right here, I'm going to tell you something. If he prays for you, loves you, and comes in and preaches you the book, y'all thank God for that.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. Y'all praise God for that tonight. It ain't happening everywhere.
That's
amen.
Right.
That's the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Some people just come in and get a check, and some people just come in right. Just so they can say they have a church and all that stuff tonight. And I'm telling you, if you've got a pastor, now I'm not talking about a preacher, I'm talking about a pastor tonight, you'll thank God for it. Amen. You might not like everything he does, you might not like everything he said, but I tell you, if you get directions from God, tonight you ought to thank God. Amen. That you got somebody who cares nothing about you. You say, well, ain't none of his business what I do. It's God's business.
Amen.
He hears from heaven tonight. He brings it to you tonight. Right. You all say, hey, he's not gonna, the Lord's not going to tell you the message. Amen.
Right.
But he's going to come through the man of God.
That's
and
right.
The man of God's going to come. He may not know the situation you're in, and he might know the situation you're in. I have no idea, but he'll bring the message, and it'll fall on you tonight. It's up to you what you do with it.
Amen.
That's pretty simple, but it's right,
eh?
Amen. But I'll show this with you in Esther, chapter number 4. Everybody found your place tonight. I've been studying about this ever since Brother Scott called me. And I can't remember when that was. It was a long time ago, wasn't it? But anyway, I hope tonight be a great help. And I got to thinking about the church and how that the church, and it seemed like since 2020, I mean, we just can't get away from that, don't seem like, but it seemed like, and people said this, that COVID has ruined the church. I disagree with that. I disagree with that completely. I tell you what COVID did do, I believe it revealed the church.
Right.
Amen.
It may
revealed the church. Anybody looking for an excuse to stay home, praise God they found one.
Yep,
amen.
That's right.
So tonight, I'm thankful for the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth.
Oh, yes.
And you'll not go down to Walmart and find anything like it. You'll not get online and order anything like it tonight, but it all comes from heaven tonight.
Amen, really? Preacher. Good
and
preacher.
I'm going to share this with you, and I hope it'll be a great help and a blessing to you tonight. The Bible said this in Esther chapter number 4 and in verse number 14, the Bible said this, for if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return. Mordecai this answer. Go gather all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. I will go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. Let me repeat that again. And if I perish, I perish.
Amen.
I've never seen a day. I'm not trying to be hard on you tonight. I've just never seen a day where it doesn't take much to stop us, to stop somebody, or to hold somebody back, or for us to sidestep something, or back up on something. Man, I'm just telling you this, but right here, Esther had made a proclamation, and she said this, and a commitment tonight, if I perish, I perish.
Amen.
Can I go ahead and say this, even though I'm getting ahead of myself, that tonight, if we'll just get that attitude towards God, and if we'll just let that inner man have that attitude toward God, doesn't matter what man has to say, doesn't matter what God Right. If I perish, I perish.
Amen, you know, preacher.
Esther said, if it kills me, it kills me.
Right.
Amen. And she said, I have got to do this for my people. And
right.
I tell you tonight, church, we're not, well, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Go ahead,
we're
preacher.
Not here. We just didn't show up here. We are here for that's such true, a time as right. this. I wasn't born when I was born by accident. You wasn't born when you were born by accident. Had the world's not gotten in the shape that it's in. And by accident, you say, man, I should have been gone. I should have been born years ago. I might have lived better than let me have a simpler life. But you and I are in this place tonight. Out of such a time as
right, amen, preacher. That's exactly right.
I'm telling you, friend, the church is just not a place to come and socialize. The church is not a place just to come and just hear music tonight. It is a place that we can come and worship God that
right.
the outside world would know that there is a living God.
Amen, tonight. Preacher. That's right.
He is alive and He is doing well. And tonight they must have Him. I want to get into it right here. I want you to see this. I want to preach on this thought tonight for such a time as of this. Boy, we're living in hard times. I believe this. We're living in dark times, don't you think?
Amen.
I believe we're living in really, it's getting harder and harder tonight in the times that we're living in. I've got good right. news to report to you tonight. There's a Savior that said, hey, I'll go with you every step of the way.
Yes,
I found Him to be faithful.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
I found Him to be true.
Yes,
amen, preacher. I mean tonight, the fields are red while the heart is
right.
And listen tonight, people are dying, going to hell.
Come on, preacher.
I ain't talking about nobody in particular. I'm talking about the church as a whole.
Yeah.
And if we're not careful, we're sitting by and letting them go. I slip off.
Yep, amen.
In the devil's hell. I'm saved.
Preach, preacher.
I'm my family saved. And that's all that really matters tonight. But I'm saying this. Esther got a burden.
Right.
Esther made a contribution. And tonight the church is not just not here. And for people to see it going up and down the road tonight.
Right.
But the church ought to make a contribution.
Amen, right. preacher.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And say, listen to this right here. Esther's name. I like this tonight. Esther's name. It means a great light and a shining, a bright and shining star.
Ooh.
You know what tonight? And listen to this. Here, I'll give you a little background about Esther tonight. She was just a little orphan girl, and tonight she didn't have a whole lot tonight, so to speak. But here's what happened: her mom and daddy died. There you'll find that in the book of Esther. But somehow, through the dark shadows and the crevices of life, God was going to reach down and use this little girl tonight to save a nation from being destroyed tonight.
That's right.
I'm just telling you tonight, and how the church goes, you know what we ought to do? Hey, God has reached down. I'm telling you, God came down. You're with
right,
me
tonight. Amen.
He made a commitment.
Right.
And he died for the church tonight.
I'm right, preacher.
God. He was hung on Calvary's cross, and he bled his life blood out for you.
Right.
After me, because of the fact that, hey, and we could be here just like we are for such a time as this.
Thank God.
This is also that in the last days of perilous times.
Yep.
This know also that in the last days, hey, of perilous times. What's that mean, preacher? That means we're living in dangerous times.
Right.
I'm telling you, friend, right. people walking away from God. People rejecting God.
Come on, preacher.
People don't want anything to do with God. And listen, they throw off on the church.
Yep.
And they want to get rid of the church. Don't want anything to do with God. And I'm telling you, now we're here.
Yep.
Not by mistake. We're here. And not by our own doing tonight, but we're here. And tonight, because God has given you and me a divine appointment.
Yep.
And
amen,
here we are in the manner we live in for such a time as this.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad you brought me to the kingdom.
Amen, amen, preacher. Yes.
Amen. I'm glad we're going to the kingdom.
Oh, yes.
Now, here's Esther. Tonight, I'm not about preaching my message, but my
message
is, I'm doing it all together. Hold us thy peace at this time. You know what the church is doing? I believe this. I think the church has sealed her up.
Yep.
I think the church ain't saying much.
Right.
I think that's why the world's got a long time in shape doesn't see it. You can blame it on the president.
Come on, preacher.
You can blame it on the government. You can blame it on anybody who won't tell you. But I believe this, that the church of the living God in this time that we're in.
Let's
get up from where we're at.
Come on, preacher.
And thank God, shout.
Yep.
I just like Esther shine.
Right.
I'm doing our part. I'm bright and star, this more shining star. I believe God will make a difference in our community.
Amen,
in our
preacher.
Country tonight.
Yep.
And in this world.
That's good preaching, Brother Terry.
Right.
I believe that.
Amen.
He said this. He said, from thou all together, hold us thy peace at this time. He said, Esther, you can do what you want to do. I believe they're going to be help anyway. But here's the thing about it. If we don't, that ought to convict our hearts tonight.
Yep.
If we don't do it, he said, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews.
Right.
And they're going to be liberated anyway.
Right.
And they're going to be delivered anyway. And they're God's judges tonight. And then God's children tonight. God's going to look out after them.
Right.
And help them tonight. But this, I run from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed today. If we don't get up from where we're at, and you know what, things are going to be destroyed.
Yep.
I can remember this, man. When I was brought up in church. My grandma took me to church. Man, I can remember seeing people run the aisle, hugging each other, and praising God. I'm telling you, friend, it's hard now to get a holy drunk.
Right.
I'm somebody tonight, hey.
Come on,
I'm just telling you, friend, we realize who's got a hold of us.
And that's right.
Who we can reach out.
Preach, preacher.
I'm glad, thank God, we can make a difference.
Yes, we can.
In this kingdom for such a time as this.
That's good preaching, Brother Terry.
God has brought us to this kingdom for such a time as this.
Yeah.
He sure has. Now, I heard this is pretty funny. I John the Baptist, before he was ever born, he leaped in his mother's womb.
Yeah.
Amen. When some people have been born twice, they hardly get a holy drunk.
Right. Amen.
Amen. I just tell you, friend, the best thing ever happened to me and the best thing ever happened to you was not my job promotion.
Right.
It wasn't even the gal I married.
Preach, preach.
I got much money in my bank account. Oh, but when I was lost and undone, I'm glad somebody made a commitment.
Oh, yes.
They were willing to invest in me.
Right.
And come to where I was at.
Come on, preacher.
And tell me about somebody. And let their light shine. Come before me.
Amen,
and
made preacher.
A difference in the time and that they were in.
Right.
And now it's mine and your turn this evening.
That's right.
To make a difference in the time such as this.
That's right. Amen. Good preacher.
Amen. Don't you see that? He said to the, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. He said, hey, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Can I tell you tonight, church, we are here. Y'all with me tonight? It's not an extension.
Right.
It's not up in the air.
Right.
It's not a question mark.
Yep.
But you and me are here tonight for the kingdom of God.
Right.
For such a time as we're living in.
That's exactly right.
You can't even go down to the store. You can't even let go of your youngest hand out in public.
Right.
I mean, you can't do a whole lot of what you used to do. But I'm telling you, God is still on the throne.
Amen, preacher.
And all of this is in control.
Right.
You and me tonight, we have the authority.
Yep.
And from God tonight, doesn't matter what the government says.
Come on, preacher. That's good preaching, Terry.
That's right. I'll tell you something. Brother Scott said a while ago, I'll tell you, God reached out way down when he got a hold of me.
Come on, preacher.
Now, wait a minute tonight. Oh, listen, I'm glad. Thank you. Listen, he reached back in there for Esther tonight. And listen, he brought her out. Right. And somebody might be sitting here today and say, well, I ain't got much education. And guess what? You don't have to be all that smart to do this.
Right. Amen, preacher.
I'm just telling you, friend. Why you say that? Because it's all God tonight.
Right. Amen.
And under the direction of God tonight.
Right.
And when we get saved, we're not our own anymore.
Yep.
But we belong to God.
Right, preacher.
God, the Holy Ghost of God. I took up an abode in my heart.
Come on, preacher.
And the Lord came tonight and directs you and directs me tonight and what direction we need to go for such a time as this.
Yep. Amen.
We're here tonight for such a time as this. He said, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as is. You know what tonight? We'll never know if we don't go.
Right.
Ain't that right?
That's good preaching.
We'll never know if we don't go. And quote him back there, while you seen all them streams running after all of them country. Boy, that's a blessing.
Amen.
But I'm telling you tonight, we don't need to leave it up to them.
Right.
I tell you, they've gone across the sea to where it might be. And while we're here, where we're at tonight in this kingdom tonight, and we're going to make a difference in such a time as this, it won't hurt no one off to go across the street.
Right. Amen. Amen. Yep.
I believe this right here. If we'll get no business for the king, I believe God will start blessing our churches.
Yep, man.
I believe we'll receive help like we never have had before. We'll come in rejoicing, happy to be in the house of God. We don't got to go to church, but thank God we get to go.
Thank God.
Because there's a sovereign God. And that thank God by the way. And that we can come to the house of God and sit in the house of God and worship it all.
Oh, yes.
A living, powerful, a magnificent God.
Oh, yes.
God.
Good preaching, Brother Terry.
I'm telling you, friend, it's a Sunday night. I'm telling you, probably 36, 40 years ago, I ain't no telling where I'd be on a Sunday night. Oh, but I bless, thank God, the Lord passed by one day.
Amen.
And somebody was doing business for the king.
Oh, yes.
And during that time, I told me about Jesus.
Thank
I
God.
I told me how I loved me. I told me how he died for me.
Oh, yes.
I told me how that he went to the cross and laid down his life for me. I friend, I'm the honest with you. I wasn't afraid of much. Anything come along, I'd be willing to try to tackle it. Oh, but God reached in.
Thank
in
God.
Front of me one day.
Oh, hallelujah,
I
preacher.
I'm going to die and go to the devil's hell.
Come on, preacher.
And I got on my knees. I pray, ask God to save me. And you know what he did? He did that very time.
Amen,
and
preacher.
I just tell you this. After such a time as this.
That's good preaching.
Amen.
Tell
you God.
Good preaching.
You might be here lost and undone. You know what? It's not by coincidence.
That's right. Amen.
You say, well, somebody's going to find me. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
God. You don't find God mentioned in this, the word God, the name God mentioned in this whole book of Esther right
That's
here.
Right.
You'll see him working.
Yeah, amen.
I'm telling you, friend, you may be here lost tonight. I'm done without God. Needing a Savior tonight. I'm telling you, friend, in such a time as this, you know what you need? You need to be saved by the marvelous grace of God.
Come on, preacher.
I'm telling you, friend, in the church here on the side of the road, I got cared enough about you. I could get you to come into the house of God.
Yep, amen.
For such a time as this, I bet they thank God they still so many stations on the side of the road. I bet they still churches tonight preaching the truth.
Amen,
I bet they still churches tonight doing God. Doing God's business. Why? Because they're in it for the long haul.
Oh, yes.
They're in it for the glory of God.
Right.
And tonight they want to make a difference for the glory of God in your life tonight for such a time as this.
Amen. Amen. Preacher.
Hallelujah.
You're running well, Brother Terry.
Said this. Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. I had a bunch of stuff wrote down here, but I just want to say this tonight. We are here tonight. I believe y'all getting a message tonight. We are here tonight for such a time as this. I mean, I'm getting old enough now. How could I go down and play bingo with the senior citizens? Amen. But I'm just glad, thank God, I'm in the house of God tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you know why? But for such a time as this
right.
tonight. I didn't come here on my own. I didn't manipulate myself to come here
right.
I didn't ain't got enough strength to do what's right.
Right.
And there's nothing about me except God tonight.
Amen,
and
preacher.
Myself, I can't do anything. Oh, but God has brought us here. I brought us preachers here. Amen, preacher. I brought those survivors here tonight at the Church of the Living God for such a time as this. Why? Because tonight, if there's people that's dying, hey, more answer there. She stepped up to bat. Just a little orphan girl. And she went into the king and pleaded behind, for her people on for preaching the king for the people's behalf.
Yeah, right.
And tonight, guess what? I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm going a long way to get there, but I'm getting there. Amen.
Oh, yeah,
but
preacher.
I'm just telling you this. And she went in for her people's behalf. And you and I tonight, we ought to be here on somebody's behalf tonight.
Right, amen.
For such a time as this.
Yep.
In perilous times, in high times.
Come on, preacher.
I mean, it don't take nothing anymore. After a while, somebody else seems like.
Right.
I seem like they're in the secret service now instead of church service.
Right, amen, preacher.
I'm telling you, friend. Hey, we're here. I'm not on our own merit.
Right, amen.
I'm not by our words. Anything we've ever done, anything we can ever think of tonight, but it's because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and because He loved the church enough that He gave Himself for the church.
Amen, preacher.
And tonight we're saved by the grace of God. Because
amen, preacher.
We're from the church and the pillar and the ground of the truth tonight.
That's good, preacher.
And we're living in a time like this. Boy, Noah, I mean, he worked in a compromising time.
Yeah.
And Noah worked in a compromising time. And tonight, you and me tonight, we're living in a chaotic world.
Yeah.
We're living in a confused world.
Yeah.
We're living in a chaotic time.
Yeah.
But ain't you glad there's a God in heaven?
Come on, preacher.
And that's around it all out.
Oh, yeah.
Making it all out. And making a way tonight.
Praise, preacher.
For the church to shine.
Yes, preacher.
And the church to go. And the church to thrive tonight. And for good, such a time
preacher.
As this.
My soul. Amen. Good preacher.
I tell you, friend. I'm not going to heaven tonight because my name's on the church cross.
Amen.
That's right. I mean, I ain't going to church. I ain't going to heaven tonight because my name's on a church roll, because I've been baptized tonight, because I tithe, because I'm a preacher. I'm not going to heaven because of those reasons tonight.
Right.
And the reason I'm going to heaven, it's such a time, a dark time,
right,
for God so loved the world.
Come on, preacher.
And that He gave His only begotten Son,
yeah,
and that whosoever believes in Him should not perish.
That's right.
But have everlasting life. I'm telling you, friend, in the dark time, in this world, we're living in a dark time right now. Amen.
Yep.
I'm thankful that to God.
Amen.
He's right here.
Amen.
I'm trying to stick to the message.
Preach, preacher.
He said there for such a time as this.
Yeah.
How many of y'all ever been to the grocery store? Me and my mom went to the grocery store the other day. I don't know how much we spend, probably half my retirement. Come out with just a handful or two of bags. And they put them in the guy. I said, where do you want to eat that? I said, praise God, ain't much to it. Just put it in the back seat. I mean, you took $200, man. You come home with a pickup bed full. Now it's like, oh. And you got two boys still at home. They eat more than cats and dogs and all that stuff. It don't take long. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm just telling you this tonight. Hey, God is still in control.
Yes,
and
He is.
We're living in a time tonight of the times of uncertainty. But I'm telling you, friend, tonight, where you're sitting at, if you're saved by the grace of God, I'm telling you, friend, there's some things we can bank on.
Yep.
There's some things we can count on.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, Jesus never has failed me.
Right.
Jesus never has come up short.
Come on, preacher.
I mean, they never have done anything wrong.
Right.
I'm telling you, friend, He's everything that He said He was. And it still yet is.
Preach,
I mean,
preacher.
He knows the beginning from the end.
Yep.
And the end from the beginning. I mean, He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
That's right.
I'm just saying this, friend, tonight. I've never met anybody like Him. I've never met anybody that would go with me.
Right.
I've had a lot of people say they would.
Right.
I've been friend in the last too long. I probably told some people I'd go live.
Right.
But Jeremiah just didn't last too long. Oh, but I'm glad that's a God. Hey,
amen,
preacher. The Lord Jesus Christ. He is who He said He is.
Right, amen.
And He sits high upon the throne.
Oh,
I'm glad He can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity.
Come on, preacher.
I'm glad we can go to a big touch.
Yeah.
And find mercy and grace to help.
Right.
In the time of need. I'm glad you say, oh, preacher, I'm just afraid to say anything. I'm afraid I'll offend somebody. I'll tell you, friend, I'd hate to stand.
on, preacher.
I know that I offended God.
Amen.
I'm down here on that church. And I'd rather offend some of y'all tonight. I'd rather stand before God's holy
Come on, preacher.
And he'll be offended at me. This ain't preacher, you're mean. I'm just telling you this. Hey, the reason we do what we do is because Christ put it in our heart for such a time as this.
Amen.
And
that's
right. You, friend, we don't not make any decision without God knowing about it.
Right.
How will not make any move without God knowing about it.
Preach, preacher.
I'm telling you, sometimes I'm Mordecai right here and Esther right here. I'm just telling you this. She was brought out, and she was brought out in due time for such a time.
Oh, yeah.
Good night tonight. I know it don't look like much. I come back in out of the door a while ago. I had my glasses on because it was all fogged up. I couldn't see. Couldn't have seen. Somebody said, foggy, ain't it? I said, yeah. And I can't even see without my glasses on. He said, well, don't run into the wall. Where is the wall? I'm just telling you this tonight. We're living in a time. Listen, where the government... I'll be honest with you, I'm not here politicking. I could for a little bit, but I'm not going to try not to. I'm just telling you this, God's on the throne, and God's in control.
That's right.
And listen to church, and listen to church of the living God. Hey, we don't need to die out. Listen, we don't need to let a stump toe or a broke fingernail or an ingrown toenail stop us from doing the work of God.
Right.
Esther right here, I'm telling you, I'm just going to preach, that's all right.
Go ahead, preacher. Go ahead. Preacher, preach on.
I'm telling you this tonight. Like this, I asked her to come in here. She said, here's what I want you to do. And I'll tell you this. Look right here, verse number 15. And she said, go gather all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me. And neither eat nor drink 3 days or 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so I will go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Here she said this. She said, y'all go fast. I'm going to have my maidens to fast. I'm going to tell your men to fast. We're all going to have a fast. And you know what? I believe she said that. I believe one reason is she said, I can't do it on my own.
That's
I cannot
right.
do this by myself. It
Come
is
on,
out
preacher.
Of my reach. Sure. It is out of my help. It's out of anything that ability in me to do this tonight, but I know. And you know what tonight? I'm just telling you this. I'm getting tired of tradition.
Amen, man, preacher.
I'm getting tired of people
Preach.
Trying to run off of tradition.
Preach,
I'm
preacher.
Telling you, friend, people are trying to run off tradition and pain at man-made religion.
Right.
I'm just telling you this tonight. Esther said, hey, I don't have the ability. I don't have the knowledge.
Right.
I don't have the intellect. I can do what needs to be done. And what if we'll have to all together, y'all with me tonight?
Amen, preacher.
Come
preach.
Get a hold preach. Of God.
Come on.
I'm glad, thank God. God will come down.
Yeah.
Amen,
preacher.
If we'll just get over ourselves,
come on,
our tradition, tonight just let God have his way.
Right. Amen, preacher.
I'm going to tell you something tonight. She said this. She said, y'all go fast. Y'all go fast. I'm going to go fast. She said this. I'm going to do it, but I'm going to need help doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now, you know what? We don't need to talk to nobody
right.
about God if we ain't. Praying about
right.
it. We ain't business for the king tonight. We ain't got no business presenting the king to nobody.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen.
Amen, preacher. You're
I'm
right.
I'm just telling you this evening. But here's Esther tonight. I've been brought up from nothing. I didn't have much. Little orphan girl tonight. But somehow, providentially, God moved
yep.
her in
yep.
on the scene tonight. And I'm telling you this tonight, her contribution that she made tonight, and she hadn't made it, you know what? How you and I wouldn't be able to sit here tonight saying,
right.
by the grace of God.
Amen.
I feel like preaching that. You said, preacher, what do you mean? I'm saying, Jesus Christ, I come through this. Tonight.
That's right. Amen.
And listen, without that virgin born, our son of God tonight, if that them people had been wiped out, there would have been no opportunity for you and me.
Right, preacher.
I'd be saved. And can I say this tonight? If we could stop what we're doing, listen, those people outside these walls tonight, how they will not have an opportunity tonight.
Right.
For such a time as this. Esther, I showed up and she said, hey, if I perish, I perish. But
yep.
I'm going
Amen, preacher.
We'll do for the glory of God.
Amen, preacher.
She made a difference in her country. Now we all tweet from the world. Worldwide tonight, she made
yep.
a difference.
Amen.
She made an eternal difference, Lord.
Yep, that's right.
Amen, preacher. I'm with you. Preacher, I just can't do that. You know what? I can't either. Y'all with me tonight?
Come on, preacher.
I can't do nothing but with God, can't I?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, you can go at like a bull in a china shop. Y'all with me? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You know why? Because you've got that authority.
Yeah.
How many of you down at work, boss men? How many of you down at work say, well, I'm going to let you do this and give you a little bit of authority? Ain't that right? Oh, yeah, y'all. I've got the authority. Y'all just keep your mouth off me. God, let's hear God. Has given us the authority.
Right. Amen.
In His Word. I mean, when it saved us tonight.
Yep.
Well, friend, I'm telling you, it didn't come from the highest court in the land.
Right.
It come from the highest to the highest tonight. How the Creator of the universe, how the Creator of the world tonight, He looked down and said, hey, I go into all the world.
Amen. Amen.
And preach the gospel. I mean, every preacher needs a preacher tonight.
Amen, preacher.
I'm telling you what, friend, He told us, have to shine, not hide our light under a bushel.
Right.
But to shine tonight. I listen like those little stars after we're separated from this place, and we go back to the schoolhouse, and we go back to our job, we go back to our home tonight, as individual stars tonight, we ought to let our light shine.
Amen, preacher.
For such a time as this.
That's right. Good preaching.
I'm going to tell you, look right here, though. She made a contribution. She said this, I'm going all over the place tonight. I'm about to get done. She said, I go into the king. It's not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. I believe this. You know what? She said, it ain't popular.
Yeah.
It ain't politically correct. Don't y'all know what I'm about? Politically correct. Don't put your elbows on the table. Your pants, I believe in that. God, I believe in that. I'll tell you, speak a certain way. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
You're a certain person, you got to act a certain way. I don't even be a stumbling block tonight, but I believe in doing the mind of God.
Amen.
What Paul said over there, Paul said in the book of Acts, you know what tonight? He preached to the rich, he preached to the poor,
yep.
He preached to the ones in the side ditch. You know why? Because the gospel works everywhere.
Amen.
Every time.
Right.
We'll just preach the gospel and listen, live the gospel in our lives tonight. I'm telling you, when we get to that place, I remember this since I was playing a little league. I spent about 75 years ago. I remember playing a little league. I got up there, and every time that ball was pitched, it didn't matter if it was over young, that guitar. I'm jumping out, you know why? Because I scared the ball. Y'all, that's why we talk about it up here. But you know what? I got up to bat one day, and I said, okay, if it hits me, let it hit me. And I got up there, and you know what? I never did get a hit, Buck, but you know what? I never did back out of the box either.
Yeah.
I said, I'm just making up my mind right now. Yeah. Buddy, I'm just going to take it if it hits me. I'll rub it a few minutes and I'll be all right. And I'm telling you, when we get that attitude with God tonight.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, that's right. Hey, if I perish, I perish.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this tonight. I mean, there's a lot of people want to go a lot of ways. Some people want to die rich and some people want to die this way or that way tonight. I'm telling you right now, if the Lord's come right now, what a way to go.
Amen, preacher.
I'm telling you right now, if we're living for God and doing what God's asked us to do, and we've got the mentality, I don't want you to call it on the inside, you make a word right now, but if we've got it on the inner man tonight, and if we just decide, hey, if I perish, I perish. If they kill me, they kill me.
Yeah.
Hey, if they shut me down, they shut me down. If they look at me funny, they just look at me funny.
Yep.
I'm just saying this. If they say a bad cross word to me, and they just say it tonight, I'm going to tell them anyhow.
Hitman, preacher.
And tonight, if you'll just get that attitude, I promise you this, God will go with us.
Hitman.
God will help us.
Yep.
And God will strengthen us. We can't do it on our own. But I'm telling you, we got a God in glory.
Hitman.
I'm just telling you this, I didn't come from riches.
Come on,
I didn't
preacher.
Come from fabulous and all that stuff tonight. Oh, but God reached down farther than I could reach up one day.
Hitman.
And they put me in the kingdom of God.
What about
said, hey, a little later on, he said, hey, I want you to go preach.
Yep.
I'm not doing much of a job all tonight, but I'm just telling you how we're here for such a time.
That's right.
Why not do what we ought to do in the time that we're in tonight?
Amen, preacher. That's good preaching.
Amen. I remember this growing up. I ain't got a watch on. I ain't been here about 7 minutes.
Preach on, preacher.
I remember this growing up. Mom would tell us something to do. You know what? I wasn't saved then. Nothing. I'd say, somebody else can do that. Is that right? I mean, I've seen people in the church house. Let somebody else do that. Yep. You know what? You're not too old.
Right.
You're not too young.
Right.
You're not too old tonight for such a time as this. We're here. Hey, listen, you didn't come here. Let Brother Scott man come by and knock on your door and you're here tonight. I'm just telling you this, you ain't here just because he knocked on your door.
Right.
Amen. I mean, I've been out on visitation before, and the ones I went to see never did even show up. Yeah. But God will send three or four more in somewhere.
Yeah. Amen.
Yep. He just asked us to go and do it. You know what he told Moses? He didn't say, Moses, I want you to split the Red Sea. I don't want you to, he said, I don't want you to part the Red Sea. He didn't say that. He just said, hold your rod up, Moses.
Right. Yep.
You know what I'm looking for tonight? Somebody. Thank God that'll hold a rod.
Right. Amen.
I'm going to tell you, friend, tonight, hey, you say, preacher, I can't do nothing. All you got to do is just do what God has asked us to do.
Right. Amen.
Amen. And I'm telling you this tonight. I'm honest with you. Can I tell a story? I promise I'm
fine. Go ahead,
I really am. Tonight, I've been saying it even around Thanksgiving, November. It's been several years ago tonight. We was hauling logs from up in Hillsville, Virginia, and there was snow on the ground. Bad time to be working. I mean, most days are bad, ain't they? For work anyway. But here we are. We're up on the mountain tonight, and I come down the hill there by this man's house, and the sun was out pretty bright, and I noticed there was steam coming on that roof of that house, and I thought, man, that sun's really, I'm thinking that roof steam, and the Holy Ghost said, you better stop and go back. So I stopped and I backed up tonight and I realized that house was on fire.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you this tonight just to help you. But listen, what happened to me that day had changed my life. You say, preacher, what happened? I tell you, that house was on fire. I went and knocked on the door. Nobody came to the door. So I knocked on the door again. I began to holler. Had nobody come to the door. And then we're living in that day where people are hard. Our people don't want to hear it tonight.
Yeah.
But that ain't no reason. Hey, he didn't tell us to quit.
Right.
Because they wouldn't listen. He just told us to stay at it tonight.
Yep.
I wound up, it was just a little old screen door there. I wound up jerking that door open. I went in that house and I hollered, hey, is anybody here? Your house, it's on fire. No answer. I went on in there and there was about an 80-something-year-old man lying in his bed. I said, sir, get up. Your house is on fire.
Yeah.
And your house, well, you need to get out of here. And your house is on fire. Hadn't been startled him a little bit, you know. And he woke up and he said, I don't see nothing wrong. I said, sir, your house is on fire.
Yeah.
And can I tell you tonight, people haven't got her on their way to hell. A lot of them don't even know they're heading that
right.
way.
Amen.
I didn't know it until the Lord came back. And dealt with my heart because in such a time that it was.
Right.
And somebody came and told me my house, I was fixing to burn down.
Right.
I'll tell you, friend, I got in there. I said, sir, your house is on fire. And he began to get up. I mean, he was in his sleeping attire, you know what I mean? And tonight he just got up, sit on the side of bed, started putting his shoes on. I said, sir, you don't have time. If you don't get out of here, you and me both are not going to make it because his house is on fire. He still didn't believe. Finally got his clothes on. I know it seemed like a long time. He finally got his clothes on. Matter of fact, I was standing in the front door. You get out of there. This thing is falling down now. I said, sir, we got to get out of here. Your house is on fire. He took an old mop. He tried to turn his water on. Wasn't no water. Somehow or another burnt that in two. I ain't never seen a fire burn water in two but one time. I'm going to tell you this. He took that mop and he began to touch the ceiling. I tried to figure out and fire fell off in the floor. I said, sir, we got to get out of here. He said, your house is on fire. He said, oh, I've got to get my stuff. He went back to the bedroom. I said, sir, You ain't got time for that. I said, we have got to get out of here. I'm going to tell you this tonight because I believe the Lord give this to me for a reason tonight.
Yeah.
That man was 80 years old. Man, he had a 30-pound maul he split wood with every single day. I'm telling you, he was big around the 55-gallon barrel. I'm telling you, he was stout as an ox. But you know how I finally got him out of there? Brother Jeremiah, I went up to him. I mean, I was serious and I was crying tonight. I said, sir, I love you enough. I don't even know you, but I love you enough that I'm going to get you out of this house tonight, because if you stay in here, you're going to die in the flames. And you know what I had to do? I was a little stout man now, but I picked him up. I brought Scott and I took him outside and I set him down on the ground and he looked up at his house and all that roof, that was just ablaze.
Yeah.
I'm asking you this tonight. I hope it's helping the camp meeting. Amen.
Go ahead, preacher.
I'm asking you this tonight. Everybody knows in this place, I believe this. If you ain't, you need to get right with God. Somebody's house is on fire.
Yeah.
You're going to try your best to get them out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting under conviction now.
Go ahead, preacher.
I'll just tell you this tonight. There's people out there in the world who don't know about God. They don't care nothing about God. But you know what? If they don't get saved, if they don't know about God, you know what they're going to do? The house is going to cave in. They're going to burn up.
Yep.
Now, in the flames.
Right.
Got back up on the truck. Everything seemed like it was in order. Fire department was there. I got back in my truck and headed out. Went home that evening. Come back in the next day. They was cleaning up the debris. And he said, this is the rewarding part of it. He was standing out in his yard. Somebody pointed at my truck and said, you know what he done? He stepped out to the side of the road. He said, sir, I just want to thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you. He said, if you have to stop, I was asleep. Well, the world's asleep. Hey, it's high time we wake up.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen.
He said, I was asleep. He said, I'd have died in that house. I'd have died in that fire. If you had not come along, I'd be dead right now in the fire. Now, I'm just telling you, friend, there's people tonight that's headed towards the fire.
Amen.
Wide open. And you say, living like hell. I'm just telling you, friend, tonight, it's mine and your obligation.
Amen.
It's mine and your privilege. It's mine and your duty tonight. Hey, I have to keep them out of fire.
Right.
And thank God, tell them there's a better way. And you say, preacher, I don't know about that. What if they get mad if I perish? I perish.
Amen, preacher.
What if they say something against me? If I perish, I perish.
Come on, preacher.
What if they pull a gun on me? If I perish, I perish tonight. Listen, I'm not being mean. I appreciate your pastor tonight. I believe he's a man of God. These two men right here. And some of these other preachers in here, I don't know tonight, but I'm telling you, this, how bad they still yet some, how that does not care, how they gonna do it, how for the glory of God.
Amen, preacher.
If they perish, they perish.
Come on.
How because the fact is, how that it's high time, we're living in perilous times, and we're here tonight in the kingdom, how for such a time as this.
That's good preaching, Brother Terry.
He said this. Not only that, then Esther bade them return to Mordecai this answer. You know what we realize tonight? We can't do it in ourselves.
Right.
I'll be honest with you tonight. We can't do it in ourselves.
Yeah.
In myself, I'm nothing.
Come on, preacher.
I tried a few things in my flesh. You know what? I wound up falling.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I believe God let you do that once in a while.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but, you ain't all that.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't arrived yet. Amen. That's right. Well, I'm so ugly, I fell on my face a many times. But I'm just telling you this tonight, God has brought us to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Amen, preacher.
I'll be honest with you. I believe this. I believe we're the salt of the earth.
Amen.
I believe we're the light of the world.
Yeah.
And I believe this tonight, we hide our light candle under a bushel tonight where people cannot see it. God said, if he ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you.
Right.
I'm just telling you this, and I'm just being honest, because I've been a few places, not a whole lot, done a few things. I'm just telling you this, it ain't up to your preacher.
Yeah.
To do it all.
Right.
It ain't up to somebody else. He can't go down there to work where y'all work at.
Right.
He can't go down to schoolhouse where y'all go to school at.
Right.
That's Amen. I appreciate this work, Brother Jeremiah, and Brother Donald is doing tonight. You know what? They go to schoolhouse fire because such a time as this. Brother, I commend y'all for your work. I mean that. And because tonight, I'm just telling you this, they probably don't get it at home, but thank God somebody's willing to go
Amen.
For such a time as this.
Thank God.
Amen. And if they pair, I believe this. Amen. Listen, this is our, mine, and your day. I'm trying
right.
to hurry, but I'm going to put my coat on if that's all right. I'm just telling you this, we are here for this day. We are here for this divine appointment.
Amen.
We are here for such a time as this. Don't look at your neighbor and say, I can't do nothing. Let somebody else do it. I'm telling you, friend, it's not your neighbor's job.
Right.
It's not my neighbor's job. But it's my job. And it's your job. I've got two youngs at home. Thank God they're saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
I got a brother needs saving. I got a daddy needs saving.
Come on, tonight. Preacher.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm not waiting for the Jehovah's Witnesses to come by and try to
convince right.
them about religion tonight. I'm not waiting for the Mormons to come by
right.
and confuse them about religion tonight.
Preach, preacher.
I'm not waiting for the Catholics to come by and put a wafer on their tongue and say everything's all right.
Come on, preacher.
I'm telling you, friend, I want to tell them. I want to be for them in such a time as this that
right.
they know how they're the true and living God. And if they don't get born again, how they're going to die of their sin and wind
preach.
Up in a place called hell.
Preach,
I'm actually
preacher.
Glad there's a place in heaven tonight.
Amen.
I'm glad it's big enough for the world.
Oh, yes.
If the world would just believe on it.
Amen. That's Amen. Good preaching.
Amen.
That's right.
Think Amen. Of this. For if all together thou holdest thy peace this time, there shall be enlargement and deliverance to the Jew. And I'm trying to hurry. It just keeps it coming. Is that all
Go
right?
Go ahead, preacher.
Right here, there was a law written. That every Jew on a certain day, in a certain place, in a certain time, on that day, every Jew in that place had to die.
Yep.
There was a man by the name of Haman, and Mordecai overheard his conversation, and he went and told Esther, because she was a queen. That's a different story, all right?
Right.
But I'm just telling you this. Tonight, she said, go tell Esther what I've heard.
Yep.
After Esther went before the king, I said, King, listen right here. Have that decree that you have made. And that on a certain time in a certain place, listen, that the Jews had to die. I just want you to know that I'm one of them Jews.
Right.
Buddy, I'm just saying this now be done. But under the old law, there was no hope for you and for me.
Come on, preacher.
Oh, but thank God, listen, Esther stood in a place and he said, hey, it's done written tonight.
Yeah.
I cannot change it. I've done signed it. And she said, yes, sir, I understand that. But can't you write a new one?
Come on, preacher.
He said, hey, I say I can. I write a new law.
Yeah.
And this is the night we're living in today. Thank God under the new ground, the new law.
Amen,
and the
preacher.
Grace of God tonight.
Yeah, that's good, preacher.
I'm just telling you this. He said this. He said, yes, I can. Wound up, you know what? They went home that night happy.
Yeah.
Because that day, you know what they said? Death. Every Jew's going to die.
Yeah.
Because the old, aren't you thankful for the new covenant tonight?
Amen. Preach.
Why, if we got what we deserved, you know what we'd be tonight?
Yeah.
We'd be dead.
Yep. Yep.
That's right. Ain't you glad, thank God, for the new law?
Amen, preacher.
Ain't you glad, thank God, for this cross of Calvary?
Amen, preacher.
Jesus loved us enough that he stretched out his arms and his hands tonight and just laid out his life
Amen.
For you and for me tonight that we could be under that new covenant.
Preach, preacher.
He knew we couldn't make it. He knew we couldn't live up to
yep.
the old covenant tonight. And for God so loved the world, and for God commended love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died
preacher.
For us. He came there and took that awesome beating for you and for me tonight, that awful beating tonight. He bled and died for you and for me tonight that we could live in this kingdom. Y'all with me tonight?
Preach,
such
preacher.
A time at this.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God for you. I'll tell you. I remember this time. I promise you I'm trying to quit. But I remember this. I remember where I was.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord got a hold of me.
Yeah.
Saturday night, you'd thought I was an outlaw. I thought I was.
Yeah.
But Sunday morning, somehow or another, I wound up in a church.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about God. I didn't know an epistle from an apostle.
Yeah.
I didn't know for God so loved the world. I believe there was a God. I know nothing about him. I believe there was one somewhere doing something. But tonight, you know what? That Sunday morning, September the 3rd, fixing to be a date coming up here for a long. September the 3rd, 1989. God, there's such a time as that. Got a hold of my heart. Wrung my heart out. Held me out over that burning flame. Let me know that if I didn't get saved by the grace of God, that under this new law, I have an opportunity. Y'all women and I have
been talking
for such a time as this. And I like this in the conclusion. The conclusion of it all tonight is this. That Esther, the little orphan girl, by the providential hand of God, God pulled her out for such a time as this.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something about somebody in this room tonight, if not all of us. God has reached down, and God wants to pull us out and show and use us and that we can go out for His honor and glory.
Yeah.
For such a time as this.
Amen.
But I'm telling you right now, the fields are already about to harvest tonight. We need to pray God send forth laborers into the field. But I'm just be honest with you, I took that thing off, hope I didn't mess it up. But I'm just telling you this tonight, we're here for such a time as this.
Amen.
Listen, I'll just come to the pen if you will, Brother Dawson.
Amen.
It's all right.
Amen.
Here's what I want to do tonight. Maybe somebody here's got family members. Maybe somebody's got somebody tonight on their heart tonight. Listen, that needs to be saved. Oh, I know you go to church. I know you're a pretty good feller. I know you're a pretty good girl.